Hello, Hickson. This is Arctic, and I'm here to celebrate the birthdays on the week. On Monday, happy birthdays to Cheyenne C., Jacob L., Margot L., and Catherine W. On Tuesday, happy birthday to Austin D., Nora R., and Natalie W. On Wednesday, happy birthday to Jacob M. and Calvin M. On Thursday, happy birthday to Kamari S. On Friday, happy birthday to Julia D. and Amanda J.
On Saturday, happy birthday to Evan B., Nathan F., and John H.
On Sunday, happy birthday to Jude B.
Hello, this is Michael here, and I just have to say that those people who threw those Russian flags at Trump deserve a frickin' high five. That's right, when Trump walked into the state capitol, people threw Russian flags at him, thinking that he was gonna go back to where he came from, or melt, or disintegrate, or hopefully all three. In the country of my Nigeria, American troops were ambushed by more than 50 terrorists. It's a big loss for America, just showing how dangerous and deranged these terrorists are. Trump has also been experimenting with different designs for his Great Wall. Humpty Trumpty wanted a Great Wall. Humpty Trumpty wants the Mexicans to pay for it all. Spoiler alert, it's not gonna happen. Oh yeah, and by the way, I love the Mexicans just for being like, nah. Anyway, a lot of people have been asking me, family members, friends, why do I host a Bang on Trump show on the Hickson Hub? Let me just get this straight. It's not a Bang on Trump show. It's a Bang on America show. I criticize America to try to see through the good things. I criticize America to try to show its faults so that we can fix them. It's like studying history. You do it once so you know not to repeat the bad things. A lot of people have also been asking me, why you refer to Trump as Trump instead of President Trump? Well, I'll tell you this. I refer to him as Trump because calling him President Trump just isn't right. It's like calling Taco Bell authentic Mexican. You can't do it without laughing. And as you know, I never laugh. Anyway, I'll see you next week if we aren't nuked first.
Me and Bailey decided it was time to go, after we grabbed $10,000 in the safes. I saw Bailey open a safe, then I heard her confused. It was empty. Dang. I looked in my safe, and I saw a reflection of red gleaming off the side of the safe. I didn't know how high-paying some of the positions were when the asylum was open, but there could have been a very high-paying job. Maybe they were rubies. I screamed in disgust as organs, eyeballs, guts, livers, and a heart poured out, all in a never-ending pool of blood. I grabbed Bailey and ran. She stopped. "What the heck, dude? We were going to reach our fortune," said Bailey, and I stopped beside her. "Bailey, face it. I opened a safe and found guts, hearts, whatever, blood, a lot, you know, that stuff. We saw Chet's own dead body on the floor, neck slit and stitched dead. We saw a warning note in blood telling us to leave now. Face it, there is a madman trying to slit our throats and stitch them. If I were you, I would leave now, Bailey. What would you rather have? $10,000 while being dead, or being alive with no money gained from this slaughterhouse?" I sat down. Bailey looked surprised and her face was pale. "Come on, Bailey. Let's go home." "No." It was my turn to be shocked. She was leading a suicide mission. "We've planned this thing for God knows how long. We're not turning back now." She jogged towards the safe room, then started sprinting. She was crying. "Bailey, I'm sorry," I said with a sigh. But she already left. I scrambled to my feet, and I saw her sprinting down the hall. I sprinted after her. Then I heard it. A scream. Bailey's scream. I sprinted faster than I've ever sprinted in my whole entire life. And there she was on the floor of the safe room. Like Chet, she was covered in a pool of blood. Her neck stitched. And what was even scarier is this time, next to the bloody body, I saw a bloody axe.
Hey, it's Fifi, your book extraordinaire. Today I'll be reviewing Amy Chelsea Stacy Dean. I would like to preface this by saying, if you are triggered by abuse of any kind, I would refrain from reading this book. Amy and Dee were kidnapped when Amy was 10 and Dee was 12. Now, 6 years later, Amy returns without Dee. Only she knows the truth, but she can't reveal it, no matter how much she wants to. Amy Chelsea Stacy Dee explores trauma, its after effects, guilt, overcoming your demons, and hope. Truly heartbreaking and disturbing, you're going to love every character. This book was moveless. Tune in next week for my review of Beastly Bones by William Ritter.
Hey, I'm Brian Brown, and welcome back to that game reviewing show that I'm doing as we speak. Today I'm reviewing Star Wars Battlefront because I got it on an Xbox store for $4.50. Battlefront is a Star Wars game. Well, of course it is, but, yeah. I haven't really played the story yet, but I can only guess that it's about Jabba the Hutt and Han Solo doing stuff. And, yeah, it's a first-person shooter, though. I don't know if many people like that, but if you do, then it's neat. Alright, did I mention these are solely my opinions? If not, then they're solely my opinions. So, yeah, the multiplayer's okay, though. I like the multiplayer. It's okay. But the game is okay. Oh my god. Don't stutter, please. I give it a 4 out of 10. These are solely my opinions. And, this has been Brian Brown. Bye.
Stranger Things. Everyone's favorite show, right? We haven't seen it in a while, though. Hasn't been popping up in the news, but now it is, because season 2 comes out on Friday. Word on the street, you should expect the unexpected.